On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
my dear Hamid, I thought this time it might be better we not speak face to face. I think if someone else acts as a mediator, we will achieve results sooner. What Sanaz tells you is what's in my heart, but she can communicate it all better. I do hope you will be civil with each other, Marl.
So?
What's going on?
I said it's very simple. I told him Morel has won the Fanuz Award, so she has to go and accept it. I said she has to go and make a speech. I said for an author Morel's age to get recognized in such credible literary circles is amazing. I said this recognition and award means new horizons for Morel. I said Morel is the first Iranian woman to be so successful at such a young age, and you mustn't prevent her from succeeding in her field. I said all I had to say, very friendly, calmly, kindly, and then I waited to see what his answer was.
Okay. So what did he say?
Nothing. First he stared at me for a while. He didn't say anything. Then he began to answer me and...
I won't go with her, and I won't let her go alone. She's a mother now. She has to look after her child.
I tried to calm him down. I said, your temper is making you complicate something quite simple. I said, getting angry won't solve anything. I asked him to let you make the trip. I said, this trip won't damage your lives together. Morel will go and come back in no time. But he didn't let me finish what I was saying.
You're gonna get up and go home right now, or wherever else you plan to meet. You tell her that she has 48 hours to come back home. She better forget that trip, or she can forget about living with me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
As emphatically as that?
Didn't you say that if you aren't there, he can say what he feels to me easier? Well, he did. The story goes on. I got up and I said, is that your final statement?
It's my first and my last.
I said, do you want to wait 24 hours and then decide?
I made my decision a long time ago. I was just waiting for the right time. And now is the time. Go and tell her it's time.
I racked my brains for a sentence that would keep the conversation going, that would convince him, but suddenly he shouted at me.
What are you staring at me for? Get out! Get lost!
Why? For who? For you? For myself? For who?
Hamid, hello.
Hello.
Hello, sweetie pie.
I know you should be going home early tonight. Would you ask my aunt and Mary to please forgive me?
There's nothing to apologize for. We all understand the situation you're in.
Thank you, Hamid.
Tonight, me and my mother are waiting for you. We won't do anything without you and Father.
We'll come.
For sure.
For sure.
Okay, then. Father is waiting for you in the other room.
Well, I'll go see him.
Wave to Daddy. Say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
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 We're waiting.
Okay. A few hours ago, Sanaz came to the office.
What for?
She'd brought a letter from Morale.
What did it say? It's her handwriting and signature.
Unfortunately.
It is that you two don't see eye to eye.
That's your opinion.
Why are you playing a part? It's quite obvious that you two are forcing yourselves to live together.
That's a figment of your imagination. You and the others surrounding her.
Listen, even those who have only been in your lives a short while can tell that is the case.
Did Morale tell you to say these things?
No. Morale is still delusional enough to think you two can make it.
Then why are you saying these things?
Look, the thing is, I don't want your lives together to have a bitter and ugly ending. It has to end right here.
Well, how is it to end? With divorce? Is that a happy ending?
You can be sure that ending is better than the life you have together.
Why do you want to wrench us apart? What will you gain from it?
Me? Nothing. I just want to help Morale.
Help her?
Divorce her.
Will I be helping her by doing so?
Yes.
Okay, then. If she thinks like you, she has to say it to my face.
You're being obstinate. You know very well Morrell can't say these things to your face.
You heard me. She has to come here and sit on the chair that you're sitting in now, face to face, and say what she has to say looking me in the eye.
You have no right to talk to me like this. Who do you think you are? A backward has-been?
Get out. I said get out. Wherever Sanaz is, Morrell is.
Whatever it takes, you have to talk to Morrell tonight. You mustn't believe the things her sister's saying. Get up! Go on.
Afak, it's me, Hamid.
Morrell's been out all day. She hasn't come back yet.
Isn't Sana's home either?
No, she isn't either.
Don't be scared. Open the door.
Helen!
Come in,
Helen!
Here.
Oh, what happened?
Calm down.
Let me see. Oh, who did this to her?
Her lanky son.
Weren't you supposed to back off for a while?
Trust me. In order to try and be affectionate, I tried to confide in him. He hit me, though. Laugh. It is funny.
I didn't mean anything. It's just, you were never the type to confide.
Her books are so disorganized, I couldn't tell which one was more complete. But in this one, there are the most names.
What are Helen and Paris's surnames?
She's written their numbers under their first names. Helen, Paris.
Here. Here they are.
The telephone's over there.
He never went to see his dad.
His father's made some phony promises. He wants to go and stay with him.
Good riddance. Let him go stay with him.
What
Leave
do you
him
mean?
Alone.
You know I'm afraid of being alone. I'm terrified.
But Pari, honey, listen to me. You're practically alone already. Can't you see him skulking off to his room to eat alone, leaving you alone outside? Have you two got anything to say to each other?
Him being around is enough for me. It gives me comfort.
If it's Hamid, I'm not here.
Hold on.
Hello?
Excuse me. I wanted to speak to Hanan, please.
You have the wrong number.
Goodbye.
Good.
Want some?
No. It's your home number.
Hello?
Hello, Sanas dear. Is Morale there with you?
What do you want with her?
I wanted to ask her where she put the pills she bought for Furugu-saman yesterday.
She says, where are the pills you bought Furugu-saman yesterday?
What pills?
She says, what pills? Here, talk to her yourself. I never understand her.
Hello?
Morale. We have to talk. Without anyone else there.
There's nothing left for us to discuss.
Listen, hear me out,
Morale. There's nothing.
The person you sent to talk to me isn't mentally stable. She's deranged. You shouldn't be listening to what a deranged...
Listen, I don't want to listen to anything else.
What's wrong? I feel a bit dizzy. I can't drive.
You want me to take you to the doctor?
No, it's nothing serious. I think if I eat something, I'll be okay.
All right, then. Let me drive.
Okay.
Are you feeling better?
Yes, I'm better. Father, before the shops close, stop somewhere so we can buy something for Mary's baby.
In the state you're in, no one expects anything from you.
Tonight is a good night for Mary and Hamid and my aunt. I don't want to take my problems into their house.
When they see our faces, it'll become a sad night.
Well, we have to make sure we don't show them we're upset.
Can you pull it off?
If you promise not to tell the guys what happened tonight, maybe... Maybe I'll be able to.
You want me to lie?
Just for tonight. It's for the best.
Okay.
Look, honey. Look.
Look, what's this, huh? Whoa.
What's going on tonight?
What's your name?
Hmm? Little Mitty. Hey, Little Mitty.
What's your name?
When are you going to blow the candles out, then? Get ready to smile.
Oh, my sweet little guy.
Come here.
Happy birthday. You're my darling little girl.
We're going to wave these sparklers, okay?
That's right. And then blow out the candles.
Yes, blow out the candles.
Ready?
One, two, three. Whoa.
Wow.
Happy birthday. Who's my little guy? Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, boy.
Well done, son. Well done. Well done. Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Here, dear, give him this.
Father. Father. Stand back a minute, Anne.
Hamid, take him to hospital.
Do it now and make a movie. Don't upset yourself.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello, dear. Go. Get on with it.
Did the doctor say you needed an operation, Father?
I didn't really listen to the doctor. Ask Hamid.
Oh, dear.
Look, I'm fine. I'm not going to die anytime soon. Look at me.
I hope you're right.
Have you brought Hasti with you?
Yes, he's over there.
What about her back?
I brought it. Did you tell Hamid?
He's not against it. Tell me, are you going alone?
Hamid has gone to buy a paper. Shireen has an exam, so she's at university, and Jalal is home babysitting.
All right, then. Call Morale and tell her to come pick up Hasti at the door and go. And I don't want that crazy sister of hers to come.
Okay.
When you hand her the child,
Tell her she can keep the child until the hearing. The courts will decide Hasti's fate. I am certain of it.
Yes, okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
My reasons for wanting a divorce might be different from the reasons other women who come here have. I beg you, let me state my reasons. Listen to me, and then judge me based on what you hear.
I will listen, my sister. Go ahead. Don't waste the court's time, sister. State your reasons.
It's very hard. I don't know how to say this or where to start, so you'll understand.
Being a writer, you should find it easier than most to state your reasons.
Forgive me, Your Honor. I'm not in a good mental state. I'm finding hard to put the words and sentences in order in my mind, or where to start.
Do you want to postpone this hearing?
No, I'll talk. I'd like a glass of water, though.
Here you go. I'm waiting, sister. Please proceed.
My husband is not a rude, foul-mouthed man. Quite the contrary. He's very kind. While we lived together, I never heard him say anything obscene or crass, and he always tried to talk with me with logic.
Then what is your problem?
My problem is him talking so logically.
I don't understand.
Why don't you understand? With his logic, he tries to prevent me using my own logic and to write my own stories. He wants to impose his beliefs on
me. That is not a good enough reason.
Then what reason is good enough?
You can't ask for a divorce with these reasons.
If you'll allow me, I will explain why these reasons are valid reasons for a divorce.
Allow me, please, Kiamanesh. Don't say anything. I'll explain myself.
Okay.
Do you need a more important reason than the fact that my husband doesn't want me to be myself? He wants me to live as he likes, write what he likes, to speak his logic. Isn't that a good enough reason?
Mr. Yazdanpana, do the reasons your wife is giving sound valid
to you? They do not. I want my wife to be herself, to live according to her own beliefs, to write based on her own beliefs, to speak with her own logic, not with other people's logic and beliefs.
There isn't anyone else, Your Honor. The others he speaks of are all in his imagination. There's no one.
Be more explicit. What do you mean?
My husband uses these methods to put me under psychological pressure. He doesn't want me to think. With the stuff he's thought up, he wants to take away my ability to think. He wants to think for me. I can't live with someone who is always plotting to subdue me. Someone who lives in his imagination.
Don't get overwhelmed, madam. Sit down. Okay, what's your answer?
My answer is obvious, sir. I can't live with a woman who I have to keep by my side against her will, by force.
Are you prepared to divorce your wife?
Yes. But under one condition.
What condition?
I will divorce my wife, but because during the few years we've lived together, my wife has not proven to me or my family that she is capable of being a good mother. I can't give her custody of my child, even until she's 7 years old. If she wants a divorce, she has to, from this very day, give me custody over our daughter.
Do you agree to his terms?
She does.
Mr. Yazdanpana.
Yes.
What is your daughter's name?
Asti.
Your wife has accepted your terms. Therefore, from this day forward, you will have full custody of your daughter.
Maral, Moral, dear. Hamid wants to talk to you, my dear. Alone. Come and talk to him. Come on, Moral, dear. Come on, dear. Come on. Come on.
What has he to say? Let go of me. Your brother has to understand his marriage is over. There's nothing left to say.
Come
Didn't
on,
you
dear.
Hear me?
Listen, ma'am, their life is none of your business. It's
Actually,
none of your
it
business.
Is my business.
Let them live their lives.
Listen, get lost.
Let them
you
talk
and
it over.
Your brother. They have no
they
right
have
to
a
talk
child
it over.
Together.
I couldn't give a damn if they have a kid.
Look, let them talk.
Why won't you get out
your
of our
life
lives
is not
altogether?
My concern.
Why won't you get out of
We're
our
all calm.
Life?
I have nothing to say
Listen,
to you.
You guys are
These
like
These two have to talk it over.
Hamid
wants to talk
blood.
To you.
You are
he wants
just
to
like
talk
leeches.
To you.
Well,
These two have to talk it over. They have a kid
understand?
Together. For Rusty's sake. They have a child
yes,
together.
Oh, die.
How dare you talk about Hasid like that, you wretch. You have no right.
You slapped me? She slapped me? She slapped me? You slapped me? How dare you? She
Son
slapped
on.
Me!
Son
you trash! Get
back.
Lost!
Morrow,
get lost!
Please take your sister and go!
Go away!
Ma'am, I ask
Leave
you to
alone.
Take your sister
backward.
And go!
You're
take her now and just let her go!
You're
go now!
We're
all for my sake!
Morrow, please take your sister away!
For my sake!
Please take your sister away! That's enough! Mary!
You will regret it! I'm telling you now! You will regret it! How dare she?
Go, get lost, go!
Dare she
go!
Go get lost, Marl! Go get lost!
Go!
Get lost, all of you!